sounds a horrible idea.
Okay, we're on air. This is I Don't Get It with Gabby and Chloe. I'm Gabby.
I'm Chloe.
And we're here. Sorry. Back to defend his title against Chloe's mom.
Oh my god.
Vernon Lickfield, noted racist and very not special guest.
Hi, everyone.
Noted racist and pretentious literary enthusiast, Vernon Lickfield.
Hello, everyone. I'm Chloe's mom.
I don't even know if she's listening. She was like, if I stay up, I'll listen. Like, if I'm not asleep.
How kind. Well, yeah, no, that was a very good introduction. I came in and I said, can you introduce me as irregular guest of noted racist?
And I said,
Gabby said,
I have
something
already.
Special plan for you.
Oh,
and I'm pretty sure
I thought I was going to have to take the pepper spray out of my sleep mask bag. And
thanks, Vernon.
Hypotheticals. Jokes. Not real stuff.
Reference to
references.
Chloe's specific pepper spray in her sleep mask bag. So, any
yeah.
potential attackers, just wait. She told me to shut up. Quietly.
We have a rogue guest. He's flipping over
it's
tables.
Going rogue.
He just threw a hot espresso at me.
A hot espresso beam.
He threw his cell phone at the waitress. He,
yeah. Oh my god, wait.
Was that a bird?
What's her face? Naomi Campbell.
I have to tell you, that is a Naomi Campbell thing.
Wait,
but
first, before you tell me anything, let me introduce who we're listening
okay.
to. This is Hannibal Buress' 2012 album, Animal Furnace. And he is
oh.
a
Hannibal Buress Animal Furnace.
He doesn't even say the words Animal Furnace in this.
It's
this
pretty good album title,
yeah, but,
though.
Yeah, exactly. But Hannibal is I think an LA based stand up.
No, I think he's from Chicago, actually.
Right. He lives in Los Angeles.
Oh, right now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But yes, he is from Chicago. He came up with, I think he came up like right after Pete and Kumail and
uh-huh.
all them,
mm-hmm.
And Matt Bronger. And he's a writer for the Eric Andre Show. He wrote an episode of 30 Rock. He wrote for SNL and Weekend Update Thursday from 2009 to 2010. He does voice work for Brad Neely's show on Adult Swim, China, Illinois. He wrote for The Kroll Show, or he was an actor on The Kroll Show. This is all acting stuff. This is not writing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He acted on The Kroll
Show.
He's had
a lot of bit parts and
Kings
stuff.
Kings of Summer.
Wasn't he a janitor on 30 Rock?
Yeah. I was about to say that. Sleepwalk With Me, Delocated, and Louie.
Oh, by the way, I can't hear anything.
Can't hear anything?
Headphones. I just noticed.
You're
that.
Okay. What about
can you
now?
Hear me
can
in
you
your
hear stuff now?
Huh?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear everybody. We'll fix it during the break.
All right.
So that's what we're listening to. We're listening to some Hannibal Buress. Chloe, stop fiddling. Did you like turn it around? Can you hear us?
I don't hear anything. I'm deaf. Oh god. No, but really.
That's really not funny.
What are you? Are you deaf? What? Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. So what were you going to tell me?
I'm trying to remember the setup of this. Oh, okay. There was this article. Oh, God, I wish I could remember the specifics of it, but basically it was like a guy went rogue in a restaurant and was flipping out. And I can't remember the context of the article, but a guy was, going rogue in a restaurant and, flipping out and,
stop saying going rogue.
Going rogue is such a good, it's a good expression for,
that guy,
just
that,
someone,
that flight attendant
mind.
Who,
oh, yeah,
yeah
Steven,
that's what I remember when I hear
Steven,
going rogue.
It was
whatever,
goodbye! freaked out.
Stole a couple beers and then,
yeah,
got,
when they
I
found him, he was having sex
that.
With his boyfriend.
Yeah, I remember that too clearly.
Imagine him going home and being like, I just quit my job!
I went rogue on the airplane.
Yeah. But anyway, this guy, flipped out in a restaurant, and they were, interviewing the waiter about, what he did, and the waiter, it was, at a Chinese restaurant, and the waiter, clearly didn't speak English, so it was he rack up $60 bill, and then he throw poo-poo platter at waitress.
I would just like to point out that impression was more racist than anything that I said.
No,
the other
it was... It was, you know how
that was
sometimes...
That was a dignified
No, that
impression.
Was a verbatim
fine,
of the what the article was,
fine.
Too. You know how sometimes they'll kind of, bracket in things to make it proper English?
Mm-hmm.
It was he rack up $60 check and throw poo-poo platter at waitress. No filler words. It was...
That was a dignified impression. Of
that
what,
was...
What
I'm trying to think whatever. What... Can you Google, he throw poo-poo yeah. platter at waitress? That was in the article. He throw...
So today we're supposed to...
No, poo-poo is P-U-P.
Wow, really?
I'm pretty sure. He's
so tonight we're supposed to listen to Hannibal's album, but because the three of us are in here and we're going to have such a rockin' good time,
yeah.
We probably won't end up listening to the whole thing.
Okay. Well, Hannibal's album is like 2 hours long.
Yeah, it's like an hour and
Vernon,
5 minutes.
Vernon found the article. I need him to read like that part of it.
Okay, give me a minute to locate it.
Wait, what website is it on?
Go down.
I just found it on some random forum.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm control F-ing it.
What does that mean?
That means it's you like search searching on the website. Chloe, that will save your life. You should remember that.
I just do file
Command
search
F.
Or like find.
Oh, yeah, it's the same thing. Command,
I
Command
on this
F.
Website. I don't know why it was titled so, because it isn't here.
Come on.
I don't know.
The waiter goes, I tell him, no more beer for you, and he throw poo-poo powder at waitress.
Is that what it was?
Oh my god!
Oh, yeah, police stop loops.
Right, these are all just really weird forums.
No,
like,
find it.
It's have you ever been on a forum before? It's like hell.
Just do.
I did it. I did it. It isn't working this time.
Oh, damn it! The exciting conclusion
here we go.
Oh, he found it.
Yeah, you just said the whole thing. That's it.
Oh, say it again.
I wish I could find the context.
I tell him no more beer.
Stop. This is a reading from noted racist Vernon McFilton's
autobiography.
Imitating an Asian store manager.
You just datelined me.
Can you find
that
the actual article?
This is yellow journalism. Oh my god, I didn't understand the joke! Oh my god! That was not meant to be a joke. That was not meant to be a joke. I am not a noted racist. Either.
Okay, he drink all morning. He get crazy, and I tell him no more pizza. Okay, wait, click on this.
All right, I will. Get out of here.
Copy and paste that.
Okay.
I actually found the link to the article.
I wish you guys could see Chloe and Vernon, like, fighting over the computer trackpad.
That isn't even the right story. This is a forum, another freaking forum. Yes, that has nothing to do with
arrest.
It. If there are two female passengers in the backseat, yeah, right. That has nothing to do with this.
Huh?
This, you told me to copy and paste this link to this story that involves
this
two
line.
Women between 300
okay,
and 450
okay, okay,
pounds.
Okay.
There's no link for this one.
He drink all morning, said Chen.
Wait, I'm going to film some of this so I can put it on the internet. Guys, can I play a track while you find it?
No,
oh, we found
okay,
it.
Fun.
She wants to read the same sentence over and over again.
There's more part of the sentence. He drink all morning, said Chan. He get crazy. I tell him no more beer for you, and he throw poo-poo platter at waitress. He a very bad man. He broke very expensive mirrors.
All right. We found it.
That's right.
Stop.
Guys,
article.
Well, you're
so
guys
annoying.
Are screaming at
That's,
each other.
I don't wanna
I'm
going to
shut you guys off and play another track.
You don't want to hear it.
No, you said the same sentence over and over again. I don't care.
We're going to hear two tracks, Animal versus album, whack writing, and scatting. Oh, I didn't write how long it is.
Stop
whatever.
Wasting oxygen.
That was because.
Okay. Stop. Okay. We'll see you in a minute.
What track is this?
Oh, okay.
Whack writing and scatting.
Mm-hmm.
So I do shows at colleges sometimes.
So go down.
Okay, and we're back. Wait, 1 second.
Riley Bourbon.
Okay.
James Riley Bourbon.
Hey, James Riley Bourbon.
Oh.
Okay.
quote unquote.
Wait, Verna, can you tell us what you wrote?
No.
Okay, no.
You don't need to hear that.
Okay,
I'm gonna play.
We just heard two tracks from Hannibal Buress' album, his 2012 album Animal Furnace, and you just heard Whack Writing and Scatting. And, something kind of interesting about Hannibal Buress is in his interview with Pete Holmes on You Made It Weird, Pete Holmes tells him that when Hannibal was coming up, nobody thought he was funny. Everyone was, he was bad.
Yeah.
And nobody liked him, and then he kind of changed his style and developed into this, mm-hmm. into what he is now, and now he's, like, an amazing comedian.
Yeah, I think a great thing about him, and something that we can talk about on this show that we haven't necessarily dedicated a whole show to is deadpanning.
Yeah.
I feel like we've done a lot of comedians where it's more like snarky deadpanning, where they're being super sarcastic, but I think what makes Hannibal Buress unique is that his deadpanning is pretty genuine. Like, there's no real, like, super twisted angle. Like, it's just him observing things
exactly.
in a super deadpanny way.
In, like, the most Hannibal way possible.
Yeah.
And also, but also at the same time, playing a Hannibal character that's kind of a
dummy. Yeah, like, the kind of, like, slightly, I wouldn't he's say like a, confused, but kind of like...
He's kind of a dumb version of Hannibal. Yeah, like dumber.
Dumber, I mean, but still dumb. Pretty like serious. Yeah. And, like in kind of like, he's, I think what makes his stuff funny is that he's analyzing things in a way where you can see that he's actively, well, his character at least, mm-hmm. he's actively trying to understand
yeah,
what
exactly.
he's seeing, which
and
is hilarious.
And kind of doesn't understand yeah. what he's seeing. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said serious, like he's a very... He doesn't take everything is serious.
Yeah, his character's serious, thoughtful.
Yeah, he's not like joking. He's just
yeah,
like,
which is hilarious because like mm-hmm. someone who's as like what's another comedian who delivers in deadpan, but it's so much more twisted. And I guess you could argue that Anthony Jeselnik yeah, deadpans. I feel like we talk about him so much.
What CD is that?
It's the Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. CD.
Can I see it?
I guess so. Thanks. Yeah. You could have said that.
Yeah.
I mean, I already ruined the radio show by saying it out loud and saying the stuff about Chloe. So, like, the okay. show's over.
What?
Bye. I don't know.
Good night, everybody. No.
Good night, everybody. Vernon Lickfield.
Vernon Lickfield. Noted racist. No, but I think most comedians, like, they love to deliver in deadpan, but they don't commit to it. Like, they'll deadpan up until the punchline.
Right, right.
And then they just drop the deadpan. But he is, like, 100% the same tone the entire way through, yeah. which is pretty funny.
Like I think basically the opposite of Hannibal is, like, a Pete Holmes.
Yeah.
Pete will laugh at his jokes.
Super emotive
exactly.
and goofy.
And to Pete, Pete's jokes are funny. Mm-hmm. And he'll laugh at his own jokes, which is awesome. Pete's an amazing comedian, but it's so different than Hannibal, who like his
sometimes he'll giggle or like kind of like start smiling.
Hannibal. Yeah, Hannibal.
Because like yeah. when you see Pete laugh on stage, it's funny because you're like, aha, he's enjoying his own jokes.
Right,
but
right.
when you see someone like Hannibal break and even kind of smile, it's like 5,000 times hilarious.
Right, right.
Like than
more yeah,
because you're expecting... That's, like, the same thing when you would see someone like Anthony Jeselnik smile halfway through his joke. It makes it 50 times funnier.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're not supposed... It doesn't go with the character,
right,
like,
right, right.
at all.
And
I'm gonna...
What?
Really quickly interject. Riley wasn't trying to be mean. He was actually curious about the format of the show.
We still hate you. Just kidding.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry for insulting you.
Stop!
Jaguar. He just called us Jaguars.
No, he was talking about... he also asked me about the Quidditch team. Riley wants me to tell you that he isn't insensitive.
Does he like to drink bourbon?
What?
That's his last name. No, that wasn't
okay.
a random...
Oh, I didn't realize.
I mean, it still wasn't funny, but...
Okay.
It was his last name.
I was just about to say something.
Oh, can we play the
Pete
clip?
Oh, yeah, we'll play Pete Holmes loves to do an impression of Hannibal.
Tell whoever requested that we're about to play.
Matt Tolf,
yeah.
My roommate and... friend, Matt. I don't know.
This is for you, Matt.
This is
noted friend of racist, Matt.
Noted friend of noted racist.
Co-racist. I'm not going to turn us
supporter,
off.
Matt. Sorry. What?
I'm not going to turn us off. I'm just going to play it.
All right.
I'll be quiet.
No, we can laugh.
It has to load. But I apologize for that. Okay.
So, how do you do the Hannibal Burris impersonation?
Right.
Oh my god, this is literal hell.
I'd like to think I figured out how to do a Hannibal, although Hannibal thinks this is nothing like him. To do a Hannibal Burris impression, you need to ask yourself a question about something pretty ordinary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Can Vernon not hear this?
No, I guess not.
Oh, I guess you can't hear it.
Put your thing in.
That
I'm
would
sorry.
Make the segment, like, bad. Okay.
Sorry. Here we go.
And then you have to answer to yourself, as yourself, saying that the opposite is true. It's better in the example. You have to be like...
The weirdest people in my life talk to me about my weight. My grandmother, Hannibal, you've gained weight. What does this mean, Grandma? We can't fuck anymore.
This is friendly.
Why
are
you talking to me about my weight? You're my grandmother. Hannibal, you gained weight. Your titties are really sagging, Grandma. Why are we talking about each other's body?
I went out the other day. It helps if you do this with your hands. I went out the other day and got some sushi. See? Sushi, normal. I went out and got some sushi. People say, Hannibal, you can't eat sushi. That's raw fish. I say, yes, I can, Hannibal. You put some wasabi and some ginger on that. That shit is delicious. You come down on the last word. That shit is delicious.
Someone's calling
people
us.
People say, Hannibal, I don't sound that.
Pick it up in a second.
Who
people
is
say,
it?
Hannibal, I don't sound like this. I say, yes, you do, Hannibal. You put your hands up and you close your eyes and you flick it on your sandwiches for flavor. That's how you do a Hannibal Burris.
The radio station?
Oh God, who is that? Mm-hmm. I'm afraid.
No, it's not. One second. Can you hold on one second? Okay.
Who is that?
One second. We have a call. I'm not sure who it is. I'm not sure who it is. We have a call. But I'm just gonna.
I don't know.
I'm probably gonna put him on the air. One second. Can you guys stall?
Oh yeah, sure.
I can do my Hannibal impression.
Yeah, do your. Yeah. Let's.
I don't have like an actual joke as Hannibal, but it's more like more like how Hannibal delivers his jokes.
Well, yeah.
And it's really quick, and it's just like.
Hang up. They probably hung up when they heard that.
Sorry, I was just doing my
whoever just called, you're welcome to call again and be on the air.
Call back. We're sorry. Yeah, he probably thought you hung up on him.
Definitely. I said, can you please hold and just
weird.
Put it on the desk. I don't know.
God.
If you want to call back, definitely do it.
Dad.
We can put you on the air if you like. But yeah, that was Pete Holmes' Hannibal impression.
And Vernon's.
And Vernon's, which Vernon's, I didn't really hear.
It was just an impression of the cadence.
He does the setup really quietly and then like...
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
Emphasizes
say Hannibal.
I said Hannibal.
And then I flick it on my sandwiches for flavor.
Why'd you throw away my pickle juice?
That's so fucking
funny. Oh, and by the way, Pete was describing like a hand... gesture that he does. And it's if you like lift your hands,
it's like the John McCain hand
basically.
Gesture.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. You like lift your hands up towards your face
and just kind of
like horizontal,
hold them very stiffly,
parallel to each other. Hold them stiffly, and you lean back and lean forward.
That's actually John McCain.
Do the Hannibal. Do the Hannibal.
It's like good dance.
Do the Hannibal.
That makes you real happy.
The Hannibal. I said Hannibal.
Do the Hannibal. Do the Hannibal. I think it's a dance craze, guys.
I think we're starting a dance craze this moment.
When you do the Hannibal in 6 months, when you're doing it on the dance floor, think back to this moment. This is where the Hannibal is invented.
We're trendsetters.
This is where the magic
starts. We're mavericks.
My roommate Matt said that my impression was better than Pete's.
Wow, that's a pretty high praise.
I love when Andy Samberg does those Nick Cages on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have sex with the Declaration of Independence.
I'm gonna kill this ghost of Osama bin Laden. I just watched some SNL today on Netflix.
Kerry Washington was spectacular. Catch up on SNL.
I do. I watched one
literally,
sketch.
Did
you see the cold open?
I know. I watched them on Netflix. I haven't watched any of the new ones.
Oh, you didn't watch the new... Okay, so... You guys
stink and are horrible
comedians. I mean, horrible comedy, like, researcher, whatever.
I listened to Hannibal's album before for the this.
Show. No, I know, but, like, in terms of, like, current writing... I mean, not writing. Sorry. The cold open of this week's SNL addressed the Kenan thing...
Oh, I saw
in
that.
...in the funniest way.
I saw the scroll thing that they did.
Okay. That, like, I literally was eating a sandwich, and I spit the sandwich out of my mouth, because that's how hard I was laughing. That, like, doesn't happen that much. But basically, like...
I wonder if he's gonna get fired.
Kerry Washington... No, they made a joke about it.
Oh, okay.
Like, the sketch was a joke about it. Like, basically, like, they had... in this one sketch, they had all these... black women, like, characters that were supposed to be coming in and out, and, like, Kerry Washington was like, Kenan won't do it, and they're like, no. So basically, she's, like, in the sketch, and then, like, someone in the sketch will be like, oh, look who's at the door, it's Oprah wants to say hi, and she's, like, in the sketch playing Michelle Obama, so she, like, has to leave and, like, change really fast and, like, come back,
That's
and she's,
funny.
Like, out of breath, like, and then, and,
funny. Also,
and,
that good for her for... Like,
oh my God,
it
was so funny. So
she's smart.
She was so good. And then they were like, basically, she was like, really? Like, every time they'd say a new person had to come in the sketch. So then, like, she's like, can anyone else come see Obama? Because she was playing Michelle Obama originally, and, like, it was an Obama sketch, like, in the Oval Office. And Taron Killam was, like, his advisor, and he was like, well, there's also 6 Matthew McConaugheys here to see you. And, like, every male cast SNL comes comes in and they're all like wearing the same thing with the same wig, doing the same Matthew McConaughey impression. I spit my egg sandwich across the room.
That's awesome.
Because like they were all like, it was accurate.
Every comedian who does an audition does a Matthew McConaughey impression.
Oh, it was disturbing how funny of an impression like they picked for that to be.
That's funny.
We also have six Matthew McConaughey's here to see you. Like,
that's awesome.
I died.
I'm going to play the next track. It's called 5 a.m. in the morning.
Mm-hmm. It's a little redundant.
It's probably purposeful.
Okay, fine.
Just saying.
All right, here we go.
Been on the road, but I was in Scotland for all of August. I got a J.
Okay, we're back. With I Don't Get On... Damn it. We're back on I Don't Get It with Gabby and Chloe. I just stumbled over my words.
Derby to Derby.
I Don't Get It with Gabby and Chloe on WECB.
Featuring the special underground guest, Underground Sound.
Hello.
Hey, Vernon.
Not a racist. Chloe is going to grace us right now with a Huffington Post article, which in my book is right there next to BuzzFeed.
Vernon is just so funny, guys. He just lays on the hilarity, making fun of news sources, whether it be The Beacon, The Huffington Post, or BuzzFeed. He is right there
with a comment. Oh, The Berkeley Beacon, be still my heart. What a newspaper that is.
Was that that was the newspaper with the woman whose last name was Jew, right?
Well, I mean, that's straight up her name.
Yeah, I know.
Wasn't even a typo.
But we were like, this is the Berkeley Beacon, that must be a typo.
But then it was like, can't make the same typo 13 times throughout the article.
You know what? You'd be surprised.
The woman's name is that.
Hashtag shots fired.
Shots fired. Hashtag Yagas.
Yagas.
Guys, the dad isn't here. It disappeared.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
WECB.
Kind of like my dad.
Anyway, we're supposed to
kind of like my dad.
Okay. Well,
no, he didn't.
He tried. That's the important
part. He didn't.
Effort is important.
He lives in my house with my mom.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Okay.
I mean, as far as I know,
are they listening?
No. I mean, probably not.
That's interesting.
Okay. Well, we're supposed to talk about TV. If Chloe wants to tell Vernon and I about TV,
yes. I don't think there was a new Parks this week,
I don't have anything to report. That weird thing happened.
Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What?
NBC they, like, very quietly put it down.
You know what though? Parks hasn't been that great this season.
Uh-oh.
Shots fired
by Chloe.
Do you watch it?
Nah.
I haven't watched
Guys, like, I can't just do this TV segment by myself.
All right,
I
watched the Eric Andre show today.
No, I know, but I would rather have, like, a conversation rather than just, like,
Venture Bros. It's my favorite show in the world.
What is?
Hmm? Venture Bros. On Adult Swim.
Oh, cool.
Oh, God, that show.
It's beautiful. Like, it's well so good. Animated.
It used to not be. The first season was garbage. It's awful. And they turned it up in a big way.
Adult Swim is, like, really... Pushing the envelope. Yeah,
pushing the cupboard.
I wanted to say off the cuff and
pushing off the cuff.
I was going to say pushing the cuff, but that doesn't really make sense.
Boy, they.
It's really pushing the envelope, I think, with comedy, Adult Swim, because it has like Children's Hospital and NTSF, SDSUV, and like.
I'm surprised you just you did that whole title without even.
Well, I listened to How Did This Get Made, and Paul says it every single time. So
okay.
Yeah, NTSF, SD, SUV, and China, Illinois. And
I love China, Illinois.
I did not know Brad Neely had a show until, like, a month ago. And he's, like, that's, like, one of the things that informed my sense of humor when I was in, like, 10th grade.
Have you ever seen With Your People, Dear Reader? Or...
Of course I have.
Yeah, okay.
But my favorite is Baby Cakes or the Washington song.
I love the Professor Brothers.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, they're so good. I used to be able to do a really good impression of one of them. I'm not sure I still can.
You should try it out.
I have to practice. I can't do
it.
All
right, we'll do it during the next track.
I'll do it during the next one. Interesting. Chloe, is there anything else funny from SNL that you want to tell us about?
Some standout sketches, I think, were another great Good Neighbor style short at the end, which I actually shared on Facebook called Ice Cream. Yeah. Like, so typical of their sketch group. And then some other standouts.
Good Neighbor's like the new Lonely Island on that show. Is that what the deal?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, it's completely different sense of humor.
They're filling the void.
But it's filling the void both structurally and like within the show, and then also kind of the demographic that it's going in, like the fratty kind of thing. But still really funny and like subversive and weird.
I want to know where that ice cream place is.
It must be near, does it look familiar
near 30 Rock? Well, no, I mean just the streets.
Yeah.
It must be near 30 Rock.
Another.
Do all these guys write on it, or is one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're all writers. But one thing that's this guy's not on SNL. These two are. One, I wouldn't even say it was like a great sketch, but it just made me laugh so hard because AD Bryan is really becoming like one of my favorites. So in this sketch, it's like you know, a typical game show sketch where it's like the three people and the host, and it's like,
wait, I saw
the cartoon catchphrases.
I feel like I saw something from, keep going.
Like a gif of GIF.
Yeah,
of it.
A GIF of it.
Okay, so,
that's how I consume my media, yeah. Is through GIF sets.
But so, like, basically, like,
just roll your eyes,
you think it's gonna go, like, one way, this sketch, like, it's basically a game show where it's like, which, you know, cartoon character said, I taught, putty tat, like,
right.
Stupid, you think it's gonna be, like, whatever, but then the game is, like, basically, like, so the first woman goes and she's, like, it's like a really easy, stupid one where it's like, yeah, I taught putty tat. And then she's like, like doesn't know.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm going to use my phone a friend. I'm going to call like my husband, like Daryl. So like the phone's ringing and like, it's like, hello, like a sexy woman's voice picks up and she just has a meltdown. Like she's like, who is this? And she's it's Diamond. Like, this is Diamond. And she's like,
and you can like kind of see someone put, pitching this.
No, yeah, like, that's like, a funny. So, like, I'm dying thinking that's the game that, like, maybe I'm, like, in my head, I'm like, okay, it's gonna cycle through and, like, the other two will get the answers right and then it'll go back to her and, like, she'll still be having a meltdown. Because that's, like, how that would go. Maybe that's even how it was pitched initially, but through rewrites it turned into something else. So, like, it goes to the next person. So, basically, she's like, Greg, why? Like, so funny. It's AD Bryan. And then the next person is, like, Vanessa Bayer, and it's, like, another, it's, like, you know, a Scooby-Doo, like, and, like, super easy, and she's also, like, I don't know. I think I'm going to phone a friend. And then Kerry Washington as a host is like, well, you guys are really burning through these phone calls like on the first round. So, like, then she's like, I'm going to call, like, my sister, Denise. So then she calls Denise and it's like ringing and then like a man's voice answers and he's like, hello. And AD Bryan's like, Greg? And he's like, she's like, are you at Denise's house? And he's like, oh yeah, she's, or like the woman is like, can I speak to my sister Denise? And he's like, oh, she's laying down. She's taking a rest from, you know, she's taking a break.
Oh my gosh.
Like, and you're like, and AD Bryan is like, Greg, why? Like, why are you doing this? And then the last person, like, the guy calls like his friend who's working at like a pharmacy and you hear Greg in the background being like, Like the guy's like, let me think. And then he's like, oh, hold on, I gotta help a customer. And then you hear, like, hi, I'd like to buy 24 packs of extra small condoms. Like, and she's like, Greg, what is this day of yours? Like, it's the funniest thing. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Watch SNL. Like, the whole episode was really solid this week.
I'll probably watch it this weekend. I don't have much to do.
It was really, and the cold open was epic, addressing the race disparity, and then that sketch was really funny. Nassim Pedrad got her own sketch as like a motivational speaker, so that was really funny too. And then Kate McKinnon had a really good bit on Weekend Update where she was like, some foreign diplomat who was in real life was outraged about the wiretapping or the NSA thing. And then she went on Weekend Update to be like, she was like, I had a really rough week. Like that week where they were doing the tapping, like I sent some text messages that I shouldn't have sent. Like she's saying this in like this Latvian kind of accent where she's like, I texted my ex-boyfriend, like saying like, I texted him on purpose, but then I acted like it was not meant for him. And then she, like, reads it, and it's like, hey, Friedrich. Oops, wrong Friedrich. Anyway, what's up? Like, how are you? Like, it was just, like, really funny.
Oops, Ron
Friedrich, like, something, some, like, name like
insane
that.
Name.
It was so funny. Oops, long Friedrich. Like, it was so funny. Yeah, watch.
Awesome. So we'll play another track from Hannibal's 2012 album, Animal Furnace.
Yeah.
Called Jaywalking.
I got a jaywalking ticket in Montreal. I couldn't believe
it. Okay, we're back. And we're going to do our first segment, which is This Week in Search History. This is where we read our search history from our computers or our cell phones or whatever. And it tells you a little bit about weird things that we do in our free time. Yes. A few days ago, my search history would have been way weirder. Mm-hmm. But
go back and read it.
Can I?
No.
Because I was...
I wasn't saying no to you either.
What?
He's talking to himself.
It's not worth describing it. It's not going to make any sense. A friend of mine made a Facebook status that was, how do I repair guitar strings? So I went to that website, let me Google that for you. So in my Google search history is, let me Google that for you.
That's funny.
I am having this issue where whenever I go to a Tumblr, like an actual Tumblr, not the Tumblr dashboard, and I click an audio post, every audio post on the page plays at the same time.
What?
So it just sounds like screaming, like music. So I search Tumblr, all audio posts playing. Have you seen that that thing that's like someone? It's a screenshot of what someone Googled, and it just says pineapple hurt mouth. And the caption is like, Google has made me into like an angry 4-year-old.
Yeah. Wait. Pineapple so what's hurt what mouth. Website is that? Help me Google that.
No. That's a different thing. Let me Google that for you. Yeah. And then I was drawing someone wearing a baseball cap, so I searched baseball cap.
Nice.
There's a One Direction thing that I was searching for my friend. That's it. That's all I got.
All right. Jonas Brothers album 2013. Very excited.
Okay. Cool.
Micropenis. I think
I think maybe we don't need an explanation for that one. Let's
I'm
going to
give you one.
Let the imagination run wild.
I know that it's not funny to think it's funny that someone else has something wrong with them, but
except
I think micropenis has got to be the funniest thing.
It is.
And
it's also like one of the funniest like
words.
Disease names.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And
like the fact that that's actually a medical term is funny.
The last notable search I had was, am I a sociopath?
I've done that.
Results were grim.
Inconclusive.
They were pretty conclusive.
It says you are.
Not what they said.
The internet test I took was pretty conclusive.
It said, look out for yourself.
What is that?
It didn't really say that.
The internet thinks that I'm autistic and whatever.
Oh, yeah, no, me too. I took a bunch of those tests
also. The internet is not right, necessarily.
Well, I'm not going to go pay for somebody to tell me for sure.
Yeah, but then you also can't trust internet tests.
I shrugged for the listeners at home.
Oh, I was going to take a video of you guys before and I forgot. What was I just about to say? Oh, yeah, like, it's like taking a test on WebMD. Everything is like, you could have brain cancer or you could have a cold. One time I was having trouble swallowing, so I was like, oh my god, I must have, like, rabies or whatever. So I Googled having difficulty swallowing, and it was like, you might have rickets or you might be thirsty.
There's
and I was thirsty.
Brandon's friend's sketch group is called Kids with Rickets.
Oh my god.
Who wants to tell me what rickets are?
It's when you
it's
have
my teacher at the UCB.
Oh.
Once you've gone a long time without getting enough vitamin D, your bones it's a disease when you get from not getting enough vitamin D, your bones start to bend because they don't get very strong.
Rickets like, is such an auditory word.
Exactly.
Like,
I always get rickets and shingles.
Like your bones are breaking.
What'd you say?
I get rickets and shingles mixed up.
What?
Shingles is like your head, isn't it?
No, shingles is when you...
So one of my teachers in
shingles
elementary school had shingles on their head.
It's a skin thing.
It's a type
of... No, it's an itchy skin thing.
Right, but it's under the same umbrella as...
Is it?
Either herpes or like...
gonorrhea or something.
Maybe, it's not gonorrhea, but it's...
What? Syphilis.
It might be syphilis.
I don't know.
Yeah, you get it when you're an old person and you had chicken.
Not necessarily.
My, like, 63-year-old social studies teacher in sixth grade had it.
And I haven't
like,
heard the phrase social studies in a long time.
A girl.
Because I never called it history back then.
Well, because it wasn't, like, always history.
Eli Roth, the, like, pretty young director actor, he had bad rickets.
Eli Roth
I mean, bad rickets,
fine.
But...
Who's yeah, the, I thought you were talking about the kid who did I Love College. Who's that?
Asher Roth.
I get him
mixed Eli up Roth is better than Asher Roth.
Damn, I'm trying to think of other Roths that I can't. You think of any?
No.
Other Roth.
Chloe, search, you have any other search Roth history time, now that we can't think of any more Roths.
You'd be disappointed, but it's a lot of, like, BuzzFeed. And then I read the news. Well, I don't, like, read BuzzFeed for, like, news.
News
I like
the gyps.
No. I literally
have
don't
even. Have you seen
even.
BuzzFeed minus gyps?
Yes.
See that, Chloe?
Yeah, it's just, the like, best. The words. I don't. But and those articles, like, I don't
and
read.
And I'm like.
You guys want to stereotype
like,
me.
And then I'm like.
No, I'm trying to listen.
And then she's like. And then he's like, that's what.
No, I know.
Or like, yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Hashtag yes. Journalism.
No. Yes. Oh my god, yes. Just like a paragraph.
Or like, I can't even. Yeah. Dot, dot, dot.
But Chloe, what were you going to say when Vernon
I like their DIY section. I like to think of like, I like looking at decoration stuff and like things you can do with like lights or like candles or something.
I wish I had more time.
So y'all can suck it.
Lived in a house that I don't own. Rather lived in a house that I own. I wish
so you could like put holes in the walls
exactly.
and things like that. Yeah,
exactly.
I like my apartment walls, like my bedroom walls look like there's like it has chicken pox. Like there's so many holes in the walls because I like love hanging things up.
Yeah, I bought from Urban Outfitters. I bought t-shirt frames,
mm-hmm.
which are like
oh that's cool. Yeah,
yeah, you can put a t-shirt in them and it becomes like a,
yeah.
A piece
are you gonna
of
hang
art.
Them up?
Yeah, for some of my t-shirts that I like want to keep but
don't
are like
wear.
Getting destroyed. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
You could put your Nick Cage shirt in that, potentially.
That, I think, is too big. The squares are pretty small.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I would, though. Anything else for search history?
No, that's all I got.
I was just about to say something. I don't remember what it was.
I apologize.
What were you just saying, BuzzFeed? Oh, so I've been really... So, the family I live with has two... teenage kids, an 18-year-old son, and a 16-year-old daughter. And the 16-year-old... Vernon, I can hear you.
I try my best to be quiet.
Can you, like, pour it into your mouth?
I can try.
Especially since your mic doesn't have a pop
blocker.
All
right, well, I'm sorry.
Okay, everyone.
Okay. So, we've been, like, obsessed with baking things, and I really want to, that's really disgusting, Rudy. Please never
doing?
Do that.
What did
that's
he just
really
do?
Gross.
What?
Tell me what he just
face
did.
I'm really
it
bad at
really
this.
That's really disgusting.
I don't know.
Ew!
Stop!
Hey, I'm taking a picture of what Vernon is doing.
You can just keep the water
so
bottle. Just drink it and it's yours. I don't even want to carry it. It's like super heavy.
I'm not going to do it again.
It's so funny. Vernon.
The water is yours.
We have a couple bottles of water in here. And Vernon is taking a sip, but he was trying to pour it into his mouth without spilling. And
he just like
so
without
weird.
Touching it?
He was like, "Can I have it?"
I don't know.
I wish I could take a picture,
shut
but
up.
He won't let me.
Shut up.
You are sensitive.
Yeah.
You're too sensitive.
I know.
Stop crying, Vernon. Stop crying. Come on, cheer up.
I'm not crying right now,
Vernon.
Vernon is tearing up
down.
In the studio. Vernon is
going. Vernon's tear ducts are going rogue.
Vernon is throwing a hissy fit. He's
Vernon, put that down.
She's in a hissy fit.
Vernon, please.
Vernon, put the computer down.
Vernon, no, no.
Wait, we
Vernon?
Should do like a War of the Worlds like style broadcast of Vernon going rogue.
You know,
Vernon going rogue Lickfeld. Make that your Facebook name right now.
Never.
Yes.
No.
Yes, do it right
you
now.
You tweeted something about Vernon Toast Lickfield. You
that's
can,
my
what?
Quidditch nickname.
Oh, cool.
What? Because, like, all your opponents are toast?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't think that's why.
Oh.
It's because you look like
what,
because
he likes eating toast? Like, what else would that
it's
mean?
It's really hard. I don't feel
it's
like
because...
It's because
people throw butter at him. Bullies.
Bullies pelt him with butter patties.
It was a nickname for freshman year, and it had to do with the Hunger Games movie that was coming up, because during practice, I would always, like, I hated it too, reenact the Hunger Games movie. Like, I would Brad Neely the Hunger Games movie. But, because, oh my god. I don't know.
Vernon, you
mind.
Can't do this. You can't. You can't be like, this interesting thing happened, but...
It's not even interesting.
Never mind.
Mournful sigh, I can't tell you about it.
All right.
It's too
dramatic.
You
know, Katniss's nickname in the Hunger Games is...
Girl on fire, right?
And PETA's nickname is
like,
Boy with the Bread. So, like, somebody, for some reason, called me Boy with the Bread on fire, and I was like, hey, that's just toast.
Toast.
And then they... That's what...
I like that.
Thanks.
I like that. I also like to, would like to note that Chloe called them butter patties.
It's
a pat. Like they're a, not. Like they're butter slice. Pats.
It's a pat.
Oh,
pat. I know what a butter patty. I don't... See, I know what a butter pat
you're
is.
You're gonna call them butter patties.
I am, and I'm gonna laugh every time it happens.
Well, no. See, what I would say is, I would say a pat of butter, but right. When you say butter first, you don't say butter pat.
Yes,
you would say a butter patty.
No, you don't.
Google butter
no.
patty.
No!
Yes, Vernon, Google butter patty. Who just slapped Vernon.
It's because he won't listen to me. He's insolent.
Listen to me!
Insolent. Insolent. Vernon, insolent slick. Yeah, butter. No, no,
shut
no.
up, shut up, shut
butter
up.
Butter patty.
Yeah, butter patty. It's there.
Click arrows to navigate. Loser. Why is this a slideshow?
Yeah, what?
Oh, no.
Different types of butter patties.
There's literally a PowerPoint explaining what a butter patty is. Why?
I hate the internet.
That is a weird.
Is it a thing? Is that a thing?
Yeah, it is. I'm not crazy.
Okay.
It
well,
was a weird.
I believe you. What'd you say, Rhett?
Butter patty.
That, like, ringtone is.
Oh, it just makes. Fantastic. It just makes sure that we keep. We keep on time. Otherwise, we would just talk forever.
What's the phone number for this place?
Go to WECB.FM and you can find it there, or it's 617-824-8852. But we're about to play a track, so if you call, you'll have to sit on hold for a while, or if you call after the track is over, you can do that and be on the air or whatever. Because our next segment is Fail Mail and Chloe Gabba Gabba / Vernon. Chloe Gabba Vernon.
Chloe Gabba Vernon.
Whatever. Where we talk about things that we hate, and then we also ask people to call in. So if you want to call in during that segment. We'll all three of us post Facebook statuses about it, so you can call us. But let's play some tracks. We'll play two tracks from Hannibal Buress, Bomb Water and Air Emergency. So, here we go. Why isn't it playing?
I went to the airport the other day.
Thanks, Vernon. Oh, no. It's not playing.
I was at the airport. There was this kid, 4 or 5 years old, walking with his mommy.
Okay, and we're back. You just heard two tracks from Hannibal Buress. You heard Bomb Water and Air Emergency. So now we're going to do our next segment / two segments. Yoga or Chloe Gabba Gabba. Where we talk about things that suck.
Mm-hmm. Starring Vernon.
Chloe Gabba Gabba.
Featuring Vernon. Sorry.
Things that suck. Things that suck.
Mm-hmm. Featuring Vernon.
Featuring Vernon. Vernon, none of that, thank you. And also we're going to do fail mail. So if you want to call in, Chloe and Vernon are both going to post on the...
Facebook.
On Facebook.
Look, drop in the... It's cooler.
On the Facebook.
I messed up. I usually don't say the Facebook.
Dad.
And I'll Dad. Also post it on the Reddit Facebook page
can't
so you guys
do
can call
that
in.
Anymore. I signed up for the Abstinence
and,
Club.
Damn it!
Call in and talk
eyes,
to
like,
us. Maybe tell us a story, tell us a joke, whatever you want.
Also, we would love if you would talk about the first time you saw the shoes sketch by Kelly. If anyone remembers this, that would excite us greatly.
Let's get some shoes.
But, like, beyond the shoe sketch, like, let me borrow that top, text message breakup, no booty calls. That was just, like, I don't know what happened to him.
He has a Twitter.
Does he have a show? Is he
no,
working
not
on
really.
Something? Because those were...
He's working.
Those
he
were
a pretty
hysterical.
Long... Yeah.
Like
if they were like, he's a writer for SNL, I'd be like, okay, that's
yeah, I'd understand. His character work is impeccable, both as an actor and a writer.
Exactly. It's like
I don't
the
even
fact
know why you're laughing.
Because, just the way you said that.
It was amazing.
So what do you want to talk about for Chloe Gabba Gabba?
Idiot.
What's something that sucks?
Something that sucks.
I have something.
Yes.
That I just thought of. So I, like I said, I live with a family, so there's a 16-year-old and an 18-year-old. And the 18-year-old is, like, part of the science club at his high school.
Mm-hmm.
And he has, like, the house is pretty big, so he has, like, all these... parties at his house that are like science club parties, so they're pretty tame. They're not like too super crazy, and his grandparents live on the property and stuff. But he had a big party last night, and he told the guests like Gab lives in there, like don't go into that room. And I didn't think to lock.
He had like a high school party.
Yeah, okay. High school party.
And should have locked your door, rookie mistake.
Yeah, I was like, there's a lock on it, but I was like, whatever. He told them they're not going to come into my room. So they were playing hide and seek because it's like a huge house. So
are they 7 years old?
No, you didn't play like hide and seek in
high school at like a party.
Chloe, it's not that kind of party.
I thought it was like a party.
No. It was like
she said science club.
I don't know. Science clubbers like to rage too. You ever watch Breaking Bad? Just kidding.
I mean, it wasn't like a rager. Like it was like a tame get together. Yeah. You know what I mean? Okay. Like all different ages. Everyone from the science club. So, yeah, they play hide and seek. I mean,
I'm glad somebody said it.
Nerds!
Like I had
did they snack on nerds rope?
I did.
Shut up!
I did. Sorry. I was in the theater. I did theater in high school, and, like, it was everyone from... Oh, we're getting a call. One second.
Don't let them
hang up. Make
up
the rest of your story. Thanks. So they're playing hide and seek.
So then Gavin was like, duh!
Just
kidding.
So they, so they finally enter Gabby's room, and they,
Sure. Would you like to be on air?
Who is that?
Just make sure you don't swear or I'll hang up on you.
Is that the person from before?
Okay.
Ask if it's the person who called before.
Are you the person who called before?
Was that the person who called before?
Okay, I'm gonna put him on the air.
So they went into Gabby's room, and then,
Hello, Matt. I'm sorry, what's your name?
It's Matt.
Matt?
That's my roommate.
Hi, you're Vernon's roommate?
Me and Vernon can't hear.
Yeah.
I can't hear him.
Hi, is there anything you'd like to...
We can't hear him.
Oh, you guys can't hear him?
No.
No.
You can't hear me?
You took my jack.
Oh, I took your... Oh, no!
Can you take your headphones off and put them on really loud?
Oh, yeah.
And then we can hear it. It's like speakers.
Oh, okay. One second.
All right.
Yeah, we can hear him now.
Can you say something?
Feedback. Ooh.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm going to do my terrible animal impression.
Okay.
Yay.
For Vernon's pleasure.
Thanks, Boo.
I said, Matt, you can't do a Hannibal impression. Hannibal's gonna get mad if you do a Hannibal impression. I said, I can do whatever Hannibal impression I want.
That's awesome, Matt.
Yay.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Wait, no problem.
That was amazing. I want it as, like, ask him if he'll do my voicemail message on my phone. Like, I want it to be like, Chloe's not here right now. Like, but then she'll come back later. Like, I don't know. Like,
would you do that for Chloe, Matt?
I can leave a voicemail whenever I want. Yeah, I'm Hannibal Burris.
No, like, I want that, so maybe we'll make Vernon make that happen, because my voicemail now
is God,
so lame.
We'll put it together.
Yeah, we'll make...
Vernon's impression is better than Pete Holmes. I'll say it on the air for the record.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matt.
No problem. Bye.
All right, bye.
Love you.
Love you, boo-boo. I see you, boo-boo.
I will tell you that information on 6 conditions.
Hey, boo-boo.
1, I'd be allowed access to your office to you do dance moves whenever I...
Oh, we're getting another call.
Oh, my God, who is it?
Okay, here we go. One sec. It's off.
Oh, my God, who are you?
Oh, I don't get it with Gabby and Chloe.
Oh,
who are you?
All right, here we go.
Hi, would you like to... Okay, as long as you don't swear, okay? Then I'll,
who
I'll
is it?
You.
How come she won't tell us who these people are?
She's on the phone.
Who are they?
Who
is it? Take your headphones off and put it on loud.
Jordan?
Hello?
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Jordan.
Hey,
Jordan,
this is Jordan Rommel.
No way! Hey! Jordan, my roommate last year. This is like a roommate parade.
Can you show me a picture of him?
Sure.
Can you show me
Oh, wait, I think I remember. No,
Vernon,
no, wait,
what is going on, man?
Jordan,
I miss you so much.
Jordan was the kid where you came to my suite that one time, and, like, my roommate... One of my suite mates randomly had a picture of his face taped to their door. Do you remember that? And you were like, why is that on there? Remember?
No.
He was on, like, a poster for, like, Emerson Mayo.
Oh, that's right.
And, like, someone ripped out his head and, like, put it on their whiteboard and then, like, drew a body around it.
That's hilarious. Jordan, is there any specific reason you called?
I'm an avid follower of Vernon's Facebook.
That's funny because you never ever respond to the things I post on your wall ever.
Okay, that's because I'm very bad at social media.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
All right.
But what's going on? What is this show about?
We're talking about Kermity.
Are you familiar with Hannibal Burris, Jordan?
With Hannibal Burris?
Hannibal.
I'm sorry. Whoa.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I learned this fact about hyenas today.
Wait.
No, Jordan.
Okay, no, go on.
The comedian.
Stop. Go on.
All right. Well, hyenas, when the female hyena gets impregnated, it actually grows a mock male sex organ.
You can say penis on the air, that's fine.
I can say penis on the air. It grows a penis. The female hyena grows a mock penis. It gets engorged with testosterone.
That's disgusting.
So if we are talking about animal birth, that's quite a topic we could go down.
Much like a mock penis, mock turtlenecks are also disgusting.
Jen, we are talking about Hannibal Buress, the comedian, and
not animal births.
You did not learn that fact today. You learned it two semesters ago in our biology class. You dirty liar!
Are you serious?
Yeah.
With Rob?
Shots fired.
No, two semesters, not two years.
Shots fired in the studio.
I don't know anything about Hannibal Buress. My specialty lies much more in animal births.
Do you know anything else about animal births that you could share with us today?
Well, this actually came up in discussion I was having today. I was talking about pandas. And the problem, I think that it's time that we just let pandas die. Because we are obviously much more invested in the panda species than pandas are in their own livelihood.
What?
If we stopped providing pandas, like, why are we trying so hard to get pandas to mate?
Jordan, they're so cute, though.
Okay,
they look like little white bandits.
Jordan, seriously, check your human privilege, okay?
Pandas are people, too.
Pandas are people, too, Jordan.
I'm just saying, if we were forcing these pandas to mate,
we are talking to noted anti-panda enthusiast, Jordan Rummel, animal birth enthusiast who would like the panda race. The panda race extinguisher.
You panda lover.
Jordan Rummel, ethnic cleanser of pandas.
Oh my God. Jordan, you're interning on Chris Matthews' show right now, right? Is that true?
Yeah, this is good for my future political career.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Talking on this late night
Our favorite thing on this show is to give people outrageous titles. So like Vernon is noted racist Vernon Lickfeld.
Because I made some disparaging.
You didn't have to stretch too far on that one.
I made some comments about the Asian population last time I was on that were true, but like apparently racist. I just said that they were shorter than.
Suddenly I'm a racist.
Suddenly, all of a sudden. Wait, so
I think Asian people are bad drivers, and suddenly I'm a racist.
Jordan, I mean, someone has to be able to say the tough thing, yeah, and that's Vernon.
Jordan, tell us a story about working on Chris Matthews' show real quick.
You actually
working
Chris
on Chris
show?
Matthews' show?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm working right now for NBC. Working at NBC here in D.C., and I was working at Book Party for Chris Matthews. He just released his new book. And I was lucky enough to get to work with him at the book party, and I was checking in the guests at the door, and I saw like Ezra Klein, Andrea Mitchell, Chuck Todd, like this kind of population.
I thought you said Ezra Koenig, the lead singer of Vampire Weekend, but
Ezra
on.
Koenig?
I don't know.
What is it, Ezra Koenig?
I don't know. I said it like I thought it would be.
Ezra Fitz from Pretty Little Liars.
Ezra, wait, what's the thing that makes the coffee where you put the pouches in it?
Keurig.
Keurig.
Sorry,
Ezra Keurig.
Ezra Keurig.
Ezra Keurig.
Animal birth?
Animal birth.
Animal.
That's cool, though. Is he crazy or what? Can you
say
that?
Yeah, Chris Matthews is actually a pretty cool dude. Through my job, I've gotten to meet a lot of different politicians, and Chris Matthews is actually one of the chiller dudes. He's pretty cool.
Can you do a Chris Matthews impression for us
on
air?
Yeah, do an impression.
A Chris Matthews impression? I don't know, man. I can do an Obama a little bit.
Yeah, try it.
I don't know.
I can do Chris Matthews. Let's have a conversation.
You're going to be Chris Matthews?
Yeah. Hello, President Obama. Welcome to Harbaugh.
That's like Daryl Hammond's Chris Matthews.
Yeah, no, that's my basis.
Vernon doing an impression of Daryl Hammond doing an impression.
Well, I think that...
Well, that's pretty good.
This country is moving in the wrong direction.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
That's really awesome. It's time to go to bed. Way past your bedtime.
Yeah, I'm really tired.
Do a Chris Matthews.
All right, thank you, President Obama. We'll talk to you later.
TGYL, sir.
Michelle, I'd like to give you my stimulus package.
What?
Okay, I'm going to hang up on you.
Wait, what?
So, President, that comment seemed a little sexual, but I kind of liked it, so...
Oh my God, it's laughing.
Okay. Obamacare is a lot about you.
I'll take Obamacare of you.
Okay.
Hi, guys. I really like this show. Thanks for putting me on there.
Of course.
Thanks for calling, Jay. Miss
you,
buddy.
Call whenever you want.
Awesome. See you guys.
My personal number is. I'm just kidding.
Okay. That's awesome. We actually got some callers.
And they're both my roommates.
Yeah, which is insane. That means maybe we'll never get callers again until Brennan is on the air. Oh my God, my
Probs.
Hands are so loud.
Brennan has more friends than us.
Except I weirdly, hopefully it comes out in the recording, because I have to, like, put my headphones on the board and play them really loud, since both of my headphone jacks broke.
Technology!
But if anyone wants to call, they can definitely call throughout the show, but we'll play a track.
Yeah, we'll take calls whenever.
Yeah. We'll play a track now, or a couple tracks, maybe. Oh, wait, we didn't do any Club Gabba Gabba. Is there anything that sucks? No?
No, you said something that sucked.
Oh, I didn't finish. Sorry. Okay.
Screw the tracks.
So, he was having this kind of party where...
Right, science club.
It was like, I think everyone from like ninth grade to senior year was all hanging out. And it's like a huge, basically like giant haunted mansion. So they were playing hide and seek and running around the house. And someone burst into my room. I was like, is anyone in here? And I was just sitting on my bed, like in my leggings and like socks. And,
yeah, and you're like
a big sweatshirt. And I was like, I just stared at them for a sec, and they stared at me for, like, way too long.
Yeah,
like 10 seconds, they stared at me,
beyond where
like,
they should have left. Exactly. Did they want to hide in there, or they were looking for someone?
They were
someone
looking
in
for
there?
Somebody. And
you
then,
found me.
Then I locked my door, and, like, 5 minutes later, people started banging on my door really loud, and I was like, this is like being in a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Like, people were trying to, like, bang my door down. And then finally, the son came, and he was like, guys, someone lives in there. Please don't go
in
there.
That is so annoying.
Yeah, so that's the annoying thing that happened to me. But it was more funny than annoying. Okay, so we'll play two tracks from Hannibal Buress.
Mm-hmm.
Vomit and MOE, which I believe stands for Money Over Everything.
Maybe.
So, as soon as my computer wakes up. Okay, here we go.
I like to drink, but I only like to drink with people that can hold their liquor.
Okay, we're back.
Hello.
You heard two tracks from Hannibal. You heard Vomit and Money Over Everything.
Everything.
MOE, it's called. So we're going to do our next segment, Tweet of the Week.
Oh, I love
this. Tweet of the Week. Cheep, 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 cheep.
Oh my God, if we like had a high budget, we would have like 6 sound effects. Also, if dad was working.
Yeah, I would have the Mountain Goats like rate us. No, the Mountain Goats, the band.
Or Real Mountain Goats.
Or Real Mountain Goats.
Vernon's making like a grossed out face.
Brennan, I don't actually like the Mountain Goats
so
much.
Oh my God.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
A couple
about,
other songs I do like, but not really. I don't like them that much. Okay.
Ugh, what happened? I favorited so many tweets today, and, like, they're not showing up. That's so annoying.
Did you refresh? Sometimes that happens to me.
I've got some ready to go. Billy Eichner of...
I feel like
Billy
you may have favorited the same one.
He I retweeted his tweet. Did that Malala girl get her own sitcom yet?
Malala?
That,
the girl on Jon Stewart's show?
Oh, she's awesome.
Oh, my God.
She's a cutie.
Billy Eichner also tweeted... Paula Abdul is having her belated bat mitzvah in Israel. A ballsy move considering her relationship with militant Palestinian MC Scat Cat.
Okay. This one was
Chill
retweeted.
Out.
Yeah, he's literally dying. This one was retweeted by Brandon Guttermouth, who I believe is in some sketch groups. But Brandon Guttermouth retweeted this guy. So this is in quotes, sure, and then dash, Kristen Stewart having an orgasm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Paul Scheer on the 23rd of October.
My favorite.
We're
getting a call.
Hitting the snooze button is like Zach tapping the sun.
Maybe this person
I read
has
that
a,
last week.
This person might have a tweet.
Okay, one second. Guys, stall.
Oh, good God.
We'll just read more tweets.
Ike Barinholtz, looks like the Boston Dirt shit beards have the edge in this series.
You can't say that.
You curse all the time.
Oh, hi, Mark. Do you want to be on the air?
Oh my god, is this Mark Vigeant?
No.
Oh, I got really excited.
This is like a parody Twitter account.
It's like 5 seconds mm-hmm. behind. So you have to
it's called Harold, but the tag is at 9/11 victim. It's bad. But he I guess hashtag reasons to smile was trending one day, so he tweeted hashtag reasons to smile. Ugh. Very sad.
Okay, my friend Mark is calling. I'm going to put him on.
Mark who? Is this Mark from Brown?
Hi. Oh, sorry. I have to turn the headphones up. Mark?
Yes, this is Mark.
Mark!
Who's Mark?
You're on the air, WECB.
Gabby, who's Mark?
Great. I'm glad to be here.
Who are you?
This is my friend Mark, who goes to Brown with Hannah, who was a guest one time. He's coming to visit me on Thursday so we can go see John Mulaney.
I'm going to that show.
You are?
Yeah.
You guys
can seriously, yeah.
Where are you sitting?
I don't remember.
Sorry, we're ignoring Mark.
Sorry, Mark.
Hi, Mark. Is there anything you wanted to say or just wanted to call in?
Yeah, I just want to call in. So I'm really excited for this Friday or Thursday night.
Thursday night, yeah.
See our boy John.
We saw him this summer, too, at on the summer stage in Central Park.
He was an oddball when I saw him there.
What?
Oddball, the comedy festival that I keep talking about.
Oh, okay,
He was there also.
Are you listening to the show, Mark?
I am, but it's like I need to step away because it's like lagging a little bit.
Yeah, it's 5 seconds behind.
Great. Well, I can't wait to see you Thursday and have a great rest of your show.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Okay. Bye, Gabby.
Bye.
See you, Mark.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Joe Mandy really quick tweeted when Lou Reed died. He tweeted, take comfort in knowing that Lou Reed is somewhere in heaven right now forcing people to look at his mediocre photography. And Chelsea Peretta responded, Joe! Because she's an angel.
Did you hear there was this whole internet thing where people thought
Lou Vega?
Lou Vega.
Okay.
The singer of Mamba Number 1.
Look. I tweeted. His name is Lou Vega.
No, it's Lou Vega.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's pronounced Vega because he's Hispanic.
LOL.
Lou Vega.
It's it's spelled Lou Vega but pronounced Lou Vega. Is that what you're telling me?
No, it's Vega. It's coming up on Vega. Google as Vega.
Oh, then you say it's. I switched around. You when it's B, you pronounce it B, and when it's V, you pronounce it B. So my apologies.
Spanish is weird.
All right, well, I was ahead of the curve on that joke, for the record.
Ahead of that curve.
Yeah.
Chris Kelly at I'm Chris Kelly tweeted, as thousands gathered to run the NYC Marathon, I woke from a dream about pooping myself to make sure there wasn't actual poop in my
bed. Oh, my God.
This is good. From The Onion, pilot thanks passengers for flying Delta just before plane explodes into a million pieces over Atlantic.
Wait, oh, is that The Onion?
The Onion.
Okay, I was like, that sounds like something that would happen.
When the Red Sox won, I posted an Onion article on Facebook that...
I saw that.
It was called Red Sox Fan Dedicates Trash Can He Set on Fire to Marathon Victims.
Yeah, that was
so accurate.
And my cousin commented on it. Did you witness this?
No, I saw that, actually. You were like, are you serious?
I was like, Julie.
Have you ever seen the Tumblr Literally Unbelievable?
Ah, I love it.
It's about, it's people it's thinking
Facebook
the Onion.
Facebook screen caps of people who
think the Onion articles
post
are real.
Article. Yeah.
The Onion also tweeted, or the Onion also wrote an article and then tweeted the article. Are we leaving our children far enough behind to ensure they never take our jobs?
The economy. I'm so mad. I favorited a lot of stuff, and now it's not.
On Halloween, The Onion tweeted, boss came to work today dressed as guy who fires Sean.
That was such a funny article. Sean's really committed to the costume, too. He just walked out of the boss's office with a really sad look on his face.
The Onion, desperate man hands out resume to trick-or-treaters.
Oh my god, that's beautiful.
At Megan Amram tweeted, kids, watch out for razor blades and candy. They're just empty calories.
Oh god. Chelsea Peretti went on a tear on Halloween. She said stuff like, would anyone consider being Miley Cyrus for Halloween?
That's funny.
Harry Styles was Miley Cyrus
for Halloween.
Did you see Miley Cyrus' costume?
She was Lil' Kim.
Yes, I did.
Oh my god, I screamed when I saw that. It was so funny.
James Adomian tweeted, let's get Cormac McCarthy on a draft of the next Hot Muppets vehicle.
I just saw Cormac McCarthy's movie last night.
Oh,
The Counselor.
Yeah, yeah. Was it any good? I've heard it was bad.
It was not a normal movie. Like, the whole time I was watching it, I was painfully aware that it was a book. Like, yeah. Each character would give these outrageously long soliloquies, which employed language that the characters would never know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, they would say these really long philosophical dialogues and then never be seen again, and it would never be, like, explained what the heck that even meant. So it was so, like, bookish and not filmish.
Well,
which was annoying.
Did you see the trailer?
Yeah, the trailer looked like a cool action movie.
It was
the movie was nonsense. Nothing in the trailer, let me tell you right now, nothing in the trailer is, like, extrapolated on in the movie. Like, the movie is so inconclusive in every way. Like, it probably reads as a beautiful piece of literature,
yeah.
And it was a beautiful film to look at, but it made no narrative sense.
Yeah.
And, like, it didn't even have an amazing message. Like, the message of the film was the drug cartel is crazy, but, like, that's literally the whole film.
Yeah.
Well, it was dumb.
I won't go see it.
It was good, though. Like, it was super entertaining, but I couldn't help but analyze it the entire time. Thanks, Will Dreyfus, from writing the teacher film.
Willie D.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Oh, my favorite teacher. Joe Mandy tweeted, "Thank you, Elohim, for making me trill in your image."
I love Joe Mandy.
I'm going through my old favorites because it's not working. At Sam Gritner, "Hell hath no fury like a woman who texted you to receive the ply, 'Who is this?'" True.
I just had another one. I lost it.
I'm spent over here. So
Mike Birbiglia tweeted, "I had this great idea in the shower. Go back to sleep."
Yes. Joe Mandy at Drake, "I know you have a strict no new friends policy, but hit me up if you want to see Elysium or something."
That's awesome. Chris Kelly tweeted, "This is an issue I have. My fave new iPhone game is charging it to 100%, then unplugging it and trying to send a text before it dies."
Oh, gosh, I have a funny story.
Yes.
I went to class on Thursday, and I forgot which day it was. And then I went about my business for the rest of the day, and I didn't get home until late that night. And then...
good story. Thanks for
I'm not done yet. Ugh, I didn't get a chance to, like, unpack my book bag until Friday morning. And I went to go plug in my laptop, and I had left my charger in class on Thursday afternoon, and my laptop's battery is destroyed, so it cannot operate unless it's plugged in.
That stinks.
So I ran back to campus, and it was on Friday, and it was very humid, so I was very sweaty. And then I go into the classroom that I was in almost 24 hours beforehand, and there was my charger on the ground, because thank God I have a PC.
No one wants that.
On this
that-ish.
Garbage campus, no one wants a. Yeah.
If it was a
PC
Mac charger,
you'd
gone.
Forget
yeah,
about
gone.
It.
I would steal it.
I would steal it too. I'd sell it for $90.
Yeah.
But yeah, I am one of maybe a dozen people at this school who has
freak.
A personal computer.
Get a Mac.
Not if my charger's
can
in stolen.
Can I do a tweet?
Can I do a tweet?
This is from at BayesCraze, which is Alex Bayes, who is one of the head writers on Weekend Update. He says, "I feel like we're about 3 years out from hearing, 'I'm Guy Fieri and this is CNN.
Oh my God.
Wait, did you guys read that article the review of his restaurant?
No. Yeah, it was like,
oh my God.
Literally...
I'm going to read it to you, Vernon, because it's the funniest
no, please.
Thing I've ever read.
I would love to hear it again.
The entire thing is questions, and I'm going to play the next two tracks, and
it's
I'm
like,
going to
did
read
you think
it
would be a good idea to serve, like, crappy Americanized versions of, like,
okay,
it's
I'm going to
so
play
great.
Two tracks. We're supposed to play four tracks, but we're not going to have
most
time to
sarcastic
play
New York Times food
so.
Review ever.
Here we go.
I find that hard.
Sometimes I get drunk, and I get in arguments with taxi drivers, and I get out the cab, and I slam the door. I live here in New York.
Okay, we're back. I just came in under the wire reading that. So we're going to do plugs, because we have 5 minutes left. So let's do our plugs quickly, and then we'll play, like, one track. And then we'll be out of here.
All right.
Right? Yeah, it's 11:55. Okay, so for Hannibal Buress, you can find him at Hannibal Buress. That's HannibalBurress.
One of the few comedians with just their name as their Twitter
yeah.
handle.
You can buy his albums on iTunes, Animal Furnace, and My Name is Hannibal. HannibalHannibal.tumblr.com for tour dates and other stuff. And basically a similar website, HannibalBurress.com. He has a new web series coming out. I don't know when it's coming out, but there's a thing on the top of his website. It's going to be called Talking to Strangers.
I wonder what he'll do in it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited. I think he's writing it. Where are my glasses?
All right, so I'm going to plug my Twitter. It's at Chloe Pisello, at C-H-L-O-E-P-I-S-E-L-L-O. And that's also my Instagram, and Our Facebook name is I Don't Get It, dot, 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 with Gabby and Chloe.
Yeah, if you just type I Don't Get It or one of our names, it'll come up.
My Twitter is at Hurricane underscore the letter V as in Vernon.
Thanks.
My Tumblr is vrnnlckfld.tumblr.com. It's just my full name without the vowels in it. My Instagram is Vernon L, I think. Mm-hmm. Or no, it's Vernon Lick. No spaces or anything. I don't really post anything funny on Instagram because it's not.
That's
it's
not
just
true.
Pictures. What? Oh, yeah, I guess I did that one thing that one day.
And your stuff, Gab?
Yeah, I'm finished.
You can find me on Twitter at gmontoute, G-M-O-N-T-O-U-T-E. Make sure to like our Facebook page, download the podcast from iTunes, which is the podcasted version of this show. Sorry, the last one hasn't gone up yet. I'll do it eventually.
Wow!
Thanks, Raymond.
You're welcome. Just saying what we're thinking.
kill yourself! Okay.
Okay.
So, and follow my Tumblr, ipeakedinkindergarten.tumblr.com. That's ipeaked, P-E-A-K-E-D-I-N-K-I-N-D-E-R-G-A-R-T-E-N.
It's V funny.
Oh, thanks, Vernon.
Tre fun.
Kel fun.
It's Tre fun.
Tre humor.
Tre songs.
Okay, so, thanks, Rita. So that's all. We'll play one more track. I kind of have to choose the best one. I'll play Debit Card.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
Bye,
Nina. Everyone. Make sure to tune in next week at 10 p.m.
Bye, Nina.
People went crazy for Black Friday. It was weird.